MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes. Well, this is MDN TV shows. We are running with the times only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Ask your questions, engage and share this broadcast right away. And if you have not subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and subscribe now and follow this podcast, because this is the hottest show on the planet. And we bring you the hottest guests on the planet. And today, we bring you the chief superintendent, doctor, the very first female police PhD holder in Ghana and in Africa. She's not only that, she's got, 33 years experience in policing. Fascinating. She's a wife, but she's a mother, but also a pastor. And I'm thinking, is she working with the same, is it 24 hours she has or something else? Well, let's find out together right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice for today is indeed Dr. Sarah Ava Afari. And she joins me now. Dr. Sarah Akwaba.
Yeah. Major Daughter at the same. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Major Daughter, for the opportunity. I would like to appreciate the cherished audience on this show. And my mentors, that's Professor Richard Akam, Professor Joe Edu Ejim, Professor Delakis, and then Professor Akusia Techimens, and Professor Mavis Osei, for their effort in shaping me to benefit the world. I also take the opportunity to express my sincere gratitude to my team members in Ghana for their dedication to work, and my family for supporting me. Yes, I'm Dr. Aba Ferry, a police officer from Ghana. I'm very happy to share myself with you this evening from Ghana and morning in your country. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. You are a chief superintendent in the police with 33 years of experience. How do you relate with men? Because you are a female in the midst of male colleagues. I believe you are leading in a dominant male colleague industry. How do you relate with them? Are there times you ever experience discrimination, marginalization, jealousy, or anything, even with your female colleagues? Dr. Sarah?
Yes, thank you very much. Men will always be men. because they are men. As a police officer, I have my daily challenges from, you know, as an officer, I deal with criminals. And criminals who both sexes, and at times, criminals with high standing in society would want to use their affluence to bully me, but that is not the case. The issue is all about discipline. As an officer, I had my discipline from home, home discipline from my family, my parents, to do what is right at all the time. And if you are wrong, you apologize. But if you are right, you insist on the right. With this background, I launched myself to the police school when I became a police officer. You see, Major Daughter, if you don't have home discipline, you will not be able to flow with other discipline in your life.
Yes.
So with home discipline, I was able to accommodate, subject myself to professional discipline and academic discipline. Because of the background that do what is right at all the time, and as a Christian, the Bible says we should, whatever we lay our hearts on to do, we should do it all with our mind, with our heart, with whatever energy. So I am a woman disciplined with this principle. I'm able to work where people knock, I work. Because my father told me that in every difficult situation, find something good so that you can strive through. In whatever the situation is, there'll be something striking. So as a police officer, it wasn't easy, and it is still not easy, because men being in charge of many men, giving instruction to many men, is a challenge to the African man.
Yes.
But with discipline and good human relationship, I'm able to steer things around, because I come to their level. I speak to them as brothers, especially those who are older than me. I respect their age and then talk to them nicely, engaging them so they are not able to refuse or show any tendency of pain or anger in my presence. And the most important thing for me is that what is expected of them to do, they do it. Because our duty is to serve the community in the best capacity that we can. So with time, a lot of people want to see me to solve their problem. And this is like, naturally, people will have problem with this. But as a professional person, I'm able to sell through. I don't discriminate. I try to pull my team together. And then with time, they also understood my principles. And then they follow. It wasn't easy though, Major Daughter. It wasn't easy though, especially with the African man.
I can imagine.
It's not easy. So at times, as I said earlier on, that maybe criminals with very high position would like to use other people to manipulate you or intimidate you. But most of the time, when this boy hear that it is Dr. Abafar, so let her do her work. Let her do her work. Once she's done, we can talk. Because she's not going to agree to anything unless she's done with what she's needed to do. So I've earned that name for myself, and I think it is good. And it helps me to serve my community better without fear. of being intimidated by any class of people. Yes. And then women, they say women are their own enemies. At times, women, some women,
yes,
show some jealousy. She's this, she's that, she thinks she's the only person who knows. But that is part of human life. And as a counseling psychologist, I am okay with that. Because most of the time, they lag behind. So I have to pull them. I have to pull them to understand the vision, to understand what is expected of us as women, to do as peace officers, to help women in the communities, respective communities we serve. So when you are a leader, you close your ears to distraction. As my parents taught me, what is right, you do. Hold on to it until others believe in that right. Yes.
Wow, that is something else. I have had two female bosses and male bosses in my life, and they were both fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that. But now let's talk about those things you saw or experienced with the police in your childhood that fixed your mind in becoming a policewoman. What are those things? I mean, you just didn't get here. It must have started somewhere, Dr. Sarah.
Yes. Policy has been a passion, and it's still a passion for me. It all began with my deep-rooted interest in the police. As for policy, it's not just a work for me. It's a dream come true. I'm just living my passion. It happened that when I was a child, our house is so close to the police station. And I so much admired the police women, their uniform, their smartness. So I asked myself, why do they walk like this? Why are they like this? Why other women are not like this? So when they asked me to run errands, I would go and hide and be observing these police women. And because our house is so close to the police, if there is any criminal activity or maybe criminals have been swooped on or whatever, I would steal myself to the scene to see what is happening at the police station. At times, my mother would have to come and fetch me. I was so much interested and inquisitive to know exactly what is going on. What is going on? And most of the time, when my father reads the newspaper of my elderly siblings, and then I would take the ad page where criminals were advertised for public assistance. That's wanted person. So I just cut it off. I have envelopes that I keep it, and I used to observe. And I told my parents, especially my papa, that I am going to help the police to fish out for these people. I am going to look for them. So every time I go to school, I have this envelope in my school bag. And intermittently, I watch. When I go to public places, I'll be looking into people's faces to see if some have resemblance to the pictures that I wanted list or album that I've made for myself. And interestingly, in school, I used to play police. When, you know, children in school, people used to quarrel, little conflict. I used to settle as a police officer. And I used to arrest people. I will arrest you. If you don't keep yourself well, if you do this, I will arrest you. So even in the home, when something is missing in the home, I will take it upon myself to investigate, to look for it. And I'll give feedback to my parents. So I told my papa, I am going to be a police officer when I grow. And by God's grace, I become a police officer. My papa one day asked me, why do you want to become a police officer? I said, yes, I want to weed out criminals from the system so that people can be free. People will not steal again. People will, those days, I am not very conversant with the crimes. All that we know is stealing, doing bad things, so that people will not do bad things again. And glory be to God, little by little, through dedication and hard work and then discipline, I am now enjoying my passion of being a police officer, and not just any ordinary police officer, a police officer with PhD, in the first PhD holder in Ghana and the whole of Africa, which gave me the opportunity to understand human behavior so that I could assist people in my community. Yes.
Mm. You have said a mouthful. The police is not generally regarded as an area where intellectualism is commonplace, much less with a female. How did you make it to a doctor of philosophy degree? How has this qualification, I mean, helped you in the workplace? Dr. Sarah?
Yes, as a junior rank, and then an investigator, I was a detective, I realized I was deficient. I was deficient, especially in cases of rape and other cases that people could not give me relevant information as to the description, features of the perpetrators. And then so I, when I, the opportunity came that I should go to school, I went to do fine art at the university so that my observation skills could be sharpened. And at the university, I realized that I have been exposed to so many principles in life. And as a painter, I was given the opportunity to solve problems, because painting is a problem-solving skill. So even in the school, my characteristics of becoming one of the best students came to play, because what my papa told me. So as a student, I studied. I didn't play at all, so I came out very good. So when I started working again, I saw that there was improvement in my work. There was so much improvement in my work. And then as an astute detective, I've observed that a lot of prisoners that my unit has convicted, taken to court, and they were convicted into prison, and new crimes, they are still perpetrating such crime. So I realized that there was something missing. There was a missing link. So I decided to go back to school again and then research into the counseling services provided in the Ghanaian prisons. As to why the people did not come out reformed. And then my findings were so powerful, and the recommendation made to the prison authorities. And then there was a reform in their activities. Yes. And after this, Major Daughter, I was working at the anti-human trafficking unit as their unit commander. And then we rescued. I led a team to rescue traffic victims. That we rescued at the go 46 victims who are all female. And then I realized that they were showing disposition of trauma. And then I attempted to offer counseling to them, but you know, counseling takes time, because the client needs to develop a working relationship with you before the effectiveness could be seen. So I realized, yes, that no, yes, I need something that will be spontaneous, that I can assist these people, because they were not useful to me during the investigation desk. They couldn't provide me information. Yes, because of their peculiar traumatic situation. So I went back to the same university, Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, The university that makes women, girls and boys to great women, and I am part of it. I'm so proud of my university, especially my department, General Arts Studies and Educational Innovation in Science and Technology of the Kent University. That is the Faculty of Arts. I went to do PhD again in art education. This time I researched into art therapy. And as a painter and then a counselor, I realized that art therapy could be the appropriate tool or medium to save these women in my community, because my jurisdiction was a cosmopolitan area. Yes. So after 3 years of careful study, I came out. And then the knowledge acquired, I started applying it to victims, not only to human trafficking, even to my colleague police officers who are stressed up or depressed or traumatized, and even criminals who relax during the investigation, there's a period, and I give them first aid and bring them back to the investigation table. And this has been so effective. Art is so good, art is so powerful, because life is art and art is life. So the knowledge, the science of art, that is art therapy, I use it daily to help people in my community. I don't only do a studio therapy, I also extend art activities to my community, especially at one point when I realized that the youth, the boys, especially the boys in my community, used to converge in a place. And then because I am proactive in my crime prevention techniques, I decided to engage them in painting, drawing and painting. I provided them with drawing and materials, and then they painted. And they painted a reflective of their peculiar issues, which I studied. And I had interaction with the parents. And then that problem was solved. Art has helped me. Some people who don't have in-depth knowledge about the essence of life, that is art, some may decide to play low on art. But I tell you, everything about life is about art. Communication skills is about life. Everything about life is about art. Everything, art transcends everything we do. So, Major Daughter, this has been my journey. And then as an art therapist, as a counseling psychologist, and as a painter, and as a pastor, I am able to use all this knowledge at a go, which one is mostly needed to assist people I serve, so that I can solve their problem once and for all, so that they become useful people in the community. So as an academician and a police officer, I don't only police, I also consider certain theories concerning human beings, and I use theories and solve problems.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.